Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We had Greg Owen scheduled, and he was in traveling, so he was going to be in flight and not able to make it. So we're going to take care of it from there. But first, let's go to the Lord in prayer. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we come before you as we do each day, praising you and give you thanks for all the many blessings, for your love and your grace and your mercy, and for your forgiveness. You show such great patience with we people down here, Father. I know that you love us. You love us enough to take us the way we are, but you love us too much to leave us as we are. Father, may we be a repentant people here in this nation. One by one, may we bring America back home to you. We ask for your protection. The evil one has a grasp on many people who are in leadership roles right now in this nation. And I ask that you will protect your people. I'm not sure we deserve that, but I'm asking for it, Father. And that you will guide us and you will lead us. May we be a people that are hunger and thirsting for your righteousness. May we be in your word. May we use your words to uplift and encourage others. May we be your beacon as individuals and then as a nation, Father. May America once again come home to you. May we put aside all this foolishness and fall on our knees for you, to worship you, for only you are worthy. We are entering into this Easter time when we remember how you made the ultimate sacrifice. All of our sins were taken upon you. The wrath of God was on you, Father Jesus. We can't even fathom what you sacrificed. And Father, we thank you for the Holy Trinity. And we just ask that we come back, that we realize what a great gift you have given us. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, our Savior, I pray. Amen. You know, what must or can a patriot do? I sit every evening and I listen and I watch as the elected officials, both sides of the aisle, bicker and fight or pretend to argue, and then they come together and unconstitutionally legislate something with pages mounting in hundreds and sometimes thousands, as if that was a thing that just happened, with rules and regulations and such malarkey you could never understand. Today we have legislators who comment or pass the bill, and then we'll find out what's in it, you know, Pelosi's. She's famous for that. First we must pass it, then we'll find out what's in it. I consider that to be treasonous. James Madison warned us, however, it will be of little avail to the people if the laws are so voluminous that they cannot be understood, they cannot be read, or so incoherent that they cannot be understood. Now you know why they make the bills so long, so ridiculous, and so multi-structured with hidden payouts, with hidden within the paragraphs and the legal mumbo-jumbo. As I was sitting at my late mother's vanity this morning to put on my face, the thoughts of the Voice of the Patriots letters were rolling around in my mind. What is a patriot to do? That was the question that kept returning in my thoughts. We have a list of things we talk about. Pray, vote, get involved, educate yourself, run for office. It goes on and on. The Voice of the Patriot letters warn us against a violent uprising. I know that our founding fathers attempted everything diplomatically before they finally signed that treasonous document we call the Declaration of Independence. Would we call that an insurrection? An insurrection, that's an interesting term that's being thrown around a lot by the Communist Democrats right now. They want to label all who disagree with them, voted for Trump, or speak in support of the First Amendment or the Second Amendment or any rights for which you are endowed by the Creator. They don't even want you to talk about him. Anybody that was in D.C. that day, they want to arrest. Are you listening to the rhetoric? If you're only watching mainstream media, you're not hearing it because they're not telling you. Although they are talking about, you know, brainwashing us, reprogramming us. Insurrection means, a definition from Webster, an act or instance of revolting against civil authority or an established government. In my opinion, January 6th did not fit this definition. Last night, while I was watching the news, old crying Chuck Schumer kept yelling, "Are we a democracy? Are we a democracy? Are we a democracy?" While I answered him all three times, nobody else did. Oh, he was putting on quite a show. But those who should have, those so-called conservative Republican senators, the GOP folks, they didn't say anything to his screaming and his declaring we are a democracy. No, sir. We are not a democracy. The fact that they keep repeating this, in my mind, is the real insurrection. They have gone against our established government. A republic. If you can keep it. The famous words, keep it. We did not, I'm afraid. We were so distracted, so overly trusting, so dumb, that we've been brainwashed into believing the democracy language. Here's a quote. "There is near universal agreement that democracy represents an advance over monarchy and is the cause of economic and moral progress." Well, this interpretation is curious in light of the fact that democracy has been the fountainhead of every form of socialism. Did you catch that? Democracy is the fountainhead of every form of socialism, and socialism is just another word for communism. That came from Hans Hermann Hoppe. He's an Australian school economist, libertarian, anarcho-capitalist philosopher. He is a professor emeritus of economics at UNLV, distinguished senior fellow with the Mises Institute, founder and president of the Property of Freedom Society, former editor of the Journal of Libertarian Studies. And then there's another quote here. "Socialism is certain to prove the road not to freedom, but to dictatorship and counter-dictatorships, to civil war of the fiercest kind. Socialism achieved and maintained by democratic means seems definitely to belong to the world of utopias." That's from a man called William Henry Chamberlain. He's an American historian and journalist. I hear the music. We're headed into a break. We are not a democracy. And you need to keep saying that over and over again, every time they tell you. Because we're a republic. I want to talk about that. So what is a patriot to do? You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We'll be right back.
Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot hearts, set your table with liberty. The new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338. You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cedarstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com. Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation. Our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyers and George Soros promise to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on.
We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. I'm going to give that last quote again before we continue. Socialism is certain to prove the road not to freedom, but to dictatorship and counter-dictatorships, to civil war of the fiercest kind. Socialism achieved and maintained by democratic means seems definitely to belong to the world of utopias. If you've listened to Sanders and AOC and all them talking about their socialism and the democracy, you need to realize they're taking you down a road of slavery. They are the ones who have done the insurrection as they attempt to dismantle the Constitution, to dismantle the Bill of Rights, to ignore the Declaration of Independence, which is still in place, my friends. Everything that King did to our founding fathers is what Congress and these deep staters are doing to the American people today. Granny used to say, no new sins, just new ways of doing them. They're following China's lead. Have you noticed that? China's talking about they're going to spy on every single citizen. They're going to create a way, and they're on the brink of it, I guess, where they're going to put all this in place. We have Democrats talking about doing that here in the United States. They want to spy on everyone who voted for Trump, anyone who ever talks about a republic, anyone who talks about the Second Amendment, telling us we're not patriots if we believe in the Second Amendment. Have you heard that? Why does anybody watch The View? Those women are absolutely clueless. Why would you ever watch them or listen to them? They don't speak 1 ounce of truth out of their mouths. Not one. So again, no crying Chuck and the congressional corrupt mob. We, the people, are not a democracy. But again, what must or can a patriot do? Oh, we can sit and complain at the coffee shops. We can do that, but that won't help. We can ignore it all and so, you know, just say, oh, that's just politics. And that will only make it worse. In fact, that's why we're where we are today in this mess. We can get serious about what actually is taking place and educate ourselves and get involved. Hold prayer vigils in your home. Fill yourself with God's word. Fill yourself with hope and encouragement. Watch a few patriotic movies or documentaries. Read up on your founding fathers and know what they were about. And know that they were not perfect men by any means. But examine your hearts first. Do you even want to be a patriot? Do you want America to be a free republic? Do you want America, the United States of America, to be an independent nation? Or do you really believe government can take care of you? Yeah, Rudy and I were talking this morning, what if it came down to a fight, a civil war? What if it came down to that? How many of us would be willing to give up our nice warm beds to go sleep on the ground and hide in the woods? Now, Beth, you're just being silly. Well, I'm trying to think, what does a patriot do? And again, I encourage you to read the documents of our founding fathers. Go back and read them all, from the Mayflower Compact to our Constitution. Do you have a textbook of the Constitution? Where is that textbook, Rudy? We don't have that in here. Philip Winkler's got them. $50. It's a great textbook. $50. What an investment that would be in your home. Diplomacy at this point, my friends, should be no more compromise. Absolutely no more compromise. You write your Democrat senators, you write your Democrat Republicans, you write your Democrat Republicans representatives, your Republican Democrat, Republican senators, Republican representatives, and you tell them no more compromise. The United States Constitution stands as it is. The Bill of Rights stands as it is. Stop changing it. You know, they're the reasons there's a problem at the border. You know that, right? Oh, Biden's had a lot to do with it, yes. But the presidency is supposed to, the executive branch, is supposed to make sure that the laws are enforced. Who makes the laws? Congress made the laws. Congress made the laws they're sitting there and complaining about for immigration. Reality checks daily. We must have reality checks daily. We must, if we must fight, we better be ready. You are the answer, America. Each one of you individually are the answer. Horton heard a who, because all the who's shouted, and they were saved from the boiling vat. Dr. Seuss, not canceled. Revive and restore the American Republic, and we will bring America home. I was telling Rudy this morning, I said, I just never know why my mind goes where it does. And then this morning, as I'm going through the news, this article pops up. Now, it's way too long for me to share with you. If you want it, it's on American Greatness. It's written by Max Morton. It's called Lessons from the Edge of Liberty. And he says it is considerably less painful to learn from the mistakes of others than from your own. And it is less costly to learn from the success of others versus your own trial and effort. As we consider how to resist the looming effort of the authoritarian left to transform our system of republic self-governance into an autocratic unitary state, we should examine the experiences of other resistant movements. Two ongoing struggles, he says, with very different results, are the independence movements in the Catalonia and the pro-democracy movement of Myanmar. I'm not going to read all those to you, but as he got into this, the very last, he talks about an American perspective, which I thought was funny because a lot of the articles I've been writing, I've been putting in a folder called An American Perspective. He says organization is the key. Now, I'm not necessarily advocating that you need to get all schooled up and ready to fight, but I'm going to tell you right now, a good patriot is always ready to defend freedom. We've sent our young men and women across the seas to fight for someone else's freedom. Who will fight for ours? I don't know if you've noticed it. This is not in this article. This is coming from me. I don't know if you've noticed it or not, but they're making plans to interrogate, to sift through all our military. If they voted for Trump, if they've ever talked about anything that's unsocialistic, if they've spoken against communism, they're going to be pulled out of the military. So what they're going to try to do is create a military that will fight only for the D.C. occupiers and not for the people. It is said in our Constitution and our Bill of Rights that they are not to put in a standing army against the people. What is it we see in D.C. today? Who is it they're protecting? What is it we don't see at the borders today? Who is it they're not protecting? Reality check daily, folks. Reality check daily. He says, nobody who wins fights alone, particularly, nobody who wins fights alone, particularly when facing a well-resourced enemy. Intelligence and logistics are absolutely essential. Flexibility and silence are critical to maintaining the momentum of the movement. Shh. Don't tell your secrets. It's kind of like when they announced they're going to take 8 senators down to the border so they could see what's going on. Well, yeah, they're not going to move anybody or shut anything down or take any precautions, are they? He goes on in this and he says, and how you prepare your members will determine how successful the movement will perform under stress. Train, equip, and lead. Lots of things are going on in this nation if you're paying attention, and it's not just because we have a president stumbling up steps to the Air Force One. They're coming after you, my friends, after your land, after your children, after your water, after your rights, after your guns. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio, and we will be right back.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation, support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button.
and always use the promo code BethAnn.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping.
For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray? For such a time as this, Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?
What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stubert didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today, What If Things Were Made in America Again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home. We have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Phil Winkler is the one who's put together a textbook. I want to move back to that, if you don't mind. And Rudy brought mine in to me. They're $50. It's going to be at least $10 to ship them. They're really nice textbooks, hardbound books on the Constitution of the United States. The America, Land of Principle and Promises, Founders' Principles, Tomorrow's Promises. He has in at the very beginning of it, he has a quote from George Washington. A primary object should be the education of our youth in the science of government. In a republic, what species of knowledge can be equally important? And what duty more pressing than communicating it to those who are to the future guardians of the liberties of the country? George Washington. Right now, we have a problem with our school system, don't we? They're not teaching things like this because it doesn't meet the narrative of those who have attempted a takeover of our republic and turning it into a democracy and making us further into socialism and communism. That's what they want. You need to understand that. So are you willing to educate your children? You know, It's good and it's proper to have Bible study with your children or go over the Sunday school lesson they're going to study for Sunday or the scriptures to lead by example.
Let your kids see you reading your Bible. Don't hide in a room. I remember my dad used to sit and read his sometimes at night when he couldn't sleep, I guess. I came down the steps and had to go to the restroom or something, and there was my dad in the, almost in the dark reading his Bible. I'll never forget that. I don't know what was on his heart. I don't know what was on his mind. But I know where he turned. What if you started a 6-month study of this book, this hardbound book, this America, Land of Principles and Promises, and let your children know that these founding fathers were less than perfect, but they wanted a more perfect union. And they wanted independence and freedom and liberty. And let them know for sure that liberty comes from God. It doesn't come from man or documents. And they cannot take it away unless you freely give it to them. So what is a patriot to do? He ends this article and talks about Americans are searching for a path to victory over the coming authoritarian Leviathan. But there are few, if any, individuals emerging in conservative and independent political circles to provide guidance or leadership. Soon Americans will have to decide whether they are going to fight or submit to the will of the ruling elites. If they choose to fight, they would be wise to examine the history of other political movements and the resulting lessons learned at the edge of liberty and tyranny. He's talking about current revolutions. Let's go back and study our founding fathers' revolution and what they went through. What is going on? What is it, Beth, that gets you so riled up every day? What is it that's going on? Well, if you just go through the headlines, oh my gosh, folks. Let me find some of these headlines that I put down for today. Instead of printing all the articles, I'm just going to print the headlines. Now, we all know Bill Clinton is a rapist and is guilty of sexual assaults. He was guilty of, seduction of a young intern girl. But you see, the party that claims they are for empowering women, they're going to host an event called Women's Empowerment, an event feminists are silent on the irony because Bill Clinton will co-host with Kabbalah Kamala. Yeah. The Virginia Governor Ralph Northam, he signs a bill to abolish the death penalty, but killing babies and abortions is still legal in his state. The left are trying to kill the filibuster so that they can have everything that they want. There's a judge here, he hides 200 hours of video footage exposing Planned Parenthood for selling baby parts. Hides it. 200 hours he hides of this video. Liberals demand gun control to save lives, but they oppose pro-life laws to save babies from abortion. Democrats are trying to revive the ERA to force abortions up to birth on American soil. West Virginia House passes pro-life bill saving babies from abortion, and in this they're trying to bring upon a relook at and the Roe versus Wade. Let's bring it back up again. Iowa fights in courts to defund Planned Parenthood and abortion business. USA Today says Christian values are archaic and wants Christian schools like Oral Roberts to be banned. Virginia Governor Ralph Northam. Well, we already said that one. Some of these are repeats. Radical Democrats' bill would rig elections on Democrats, for Democrats for years, and that's the H.R. 1. Democrats confirm Biden's budget nominee, Shalandra Young. She thinks aborting babies is health care. It's not health care. It's not a contraceptive. It's murder. The child is already there. Those are headlines. And here's another one. This one's coming from American Greatness. Over 23,000 illegal aliens were released into U.S. by the DHS in the last 2 months. So what is it we do, patriots? You need to understand what's going on. I know many of you listening to me absolutely hate the internet, but there are places you can go on the internet. They're still there. They haven't been censored yet, and you better start utilizing them and educating yourself. Get yourself a textbook like this. Get the Federalist book. Get The Coming Battle. You need to educate yourself. America, again. By James Stuber. I've got a bunch of them here. He donated. I've only sold maybe a half a dozen of them. Where are you, people? Do you just want to go to the coffee shop and complain? Sometimes I feel like that's what I'm doing. But I know it's much more than that. So I'm going through this morning, and I'm thinking as I'm putting my makeup on, what is it we're supposed to do as patriots? You know, Daniel was on yesterday. It's not enough for us. I was scribbling down my little thoughts this morning when I got into the office. But like Daniel said, quit crying. It ain't fair. That's not doing us any good. And pointing out the hypocrisy and holding it like it's some kind of a banner. We need to do something. What scared them on January 6th wasn't the for-camera insurrection. It was the million people in town that day who had every right to be there in front of the Capitol, in front of the Capitol, which is called the People's House. And because they were there, and because they were scared, they have put up a fence, and they have brought a standing army, National Guard, to guard the People's House from the people. No. No crying, shuck. We are not a democracy. We are a republic. You need to keep saying that, my friends. Every morning when you get up, you give the Lord the thanks and the blessings, and you say, we are not a democracy. We are a republic. And we are a Christian nation, and we will stand that way. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. I see the little men in black coming, Rudy. Are you ready? We'll be right back.
As a business owner, when was the last time you asked yourself if you have the right commercial insurance coverage? You need business insurance to protect everything you're building. One disaster without the right insurance could hurt your business, and larger deals you're trying to close may require that you have it. We recommend CoverWallet for all your business insurance needs. In just 2 minutes with their award-winning technology, they can offer you free competitive quotes from top insurance carriers nationwide. CoverWallet has helped tens of thousands of businesses, startups, restaurants, truckers, construction companies, landscaping companies, beauty salons, consultants, and they can help you. No business is too big or too small. And it's a free call to find out. Protect your business. Get the right insurance for your business. Call CoverWallet right now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
Friends, I want to talk to you very frankly about the increasing civil unrest we're seeing these days. You can't turn on the news without hearing about more riots, violence, looting, killing, lawlessness, and mayhem. Sadly, I think the worst is yet to come, and the crescendo will be quite painful. However, I want to focus your attention on what you can do to survive. Priority one in times like these is to make sure you have enough food to eat. If you know me, you know I fully endorse My Patriot Supply. They're the only source I personally use and trust to get through the tough times ahead. Right now, you can save $100 off a 4-week emergency food supply kit of delicious, nutritious meals the whole family will love. Go to preparewithbethann.com to get your food kits today. The future is so uncertain. I urge you to go to
preparewithbethann.com and get ready now. That's preparewithbethann.com. Hi, this is Beth Ann. The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt so soft in the store, but then when you got it home and tried to use it, it wasn't absorbent at all? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually will dry you. They're debuting the MyPillow six-piece towel set that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can buy one and get one free with the promo code BethAnn. Go to MyPillow.com now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty with their 60-day money-back guarantee. To get your buy one, get one free MyPillow towel set, go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code BethAnn, or call 1-800-978-6168. That's MyPillow.com, and the promo code is BethAnn.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-296-1213. 800-296-1213. 800-296-1213. That's 800-296-1213.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. You know, there's going to come a time when diplomacy is not going to work anymore, especially if we're not working it. What if all of you listening, I don't know how many are out there in my listening land. I know what the potential of it is. But what if 100,000, 200,000, a few wrote your senators and your representatives? What if you sent them all the same letter? You know, back in July last year, I modernized the Declaration of Independence, and I haven't gone over it yet this morning. I had Rudy get it for me. But I'm fairly certain I did that before the election, so I'm fairly certain some of that might have been mentioned in it. But if you go back and you read the Declaration of Independence and you put it to what's happening today, you can see what the king was up to. And you can see that those in charge in D.C. believe themselves to be kings. So they cannot serve a free people, can they? So I wrote this, and I put, it has once again become evident that tyrants are ruling over this nation. The legislative branch, Congress, as feared by our founding fathers, has become the tyrants over the once free and independent United States of America. Thomas Jefferson warned us the tyranny of the legislature is really the danger most to be feared and will continue to be so for many years to come. James Madison said the accumulation of all powers, legislative, executive, and judiciary, in the same hands, whether of one, a few, or many, and whether hereditary, self-appointed, or elective, may justly be pronounced the very definition of tyranny. We the people once again declare our freedom and our independence and remind Congress that they are the servants, representatives, of the republic, the people, and not government dictators. When once a republic is corrupted,
There is no possibility of remedying any of the growing evils but by removing the corruption and restoring its lost principles. Every other correction is either useless or new evil. By Thomas Jefferson. As our founding fathers so bravely dared, dare we, my patriot friends? Let us all stand for liberty and independence as a sovereign people, as sovereign states in a sovereign nation. There are no games left to be played. It is now time to expose the corruptions and tyranny dictated and legislated against us all by Congress. We the people now stand in a vow to restore our republic form of governance. When in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and nature's God entitle them. A decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. And I went on with the Declaration of Independence, and I reworded just a little bit of it to put it into today's. I kept their same language, but put it into what is going on today. I encourage you to order this. It's free, but I could sure use some help, folks. But it's free. But our freedom is not free. Would you rather do it diplomatically? Our founding fathers tried. Even with the Declaration of Independence, it was diplomatic. But even while they were writing that, the king was plotting against them. Even while I was writing this, the kings around the states, the Democrat states in particular, were forcing their citizens of those states to not go to work or to do this or to do that. They want to force mandates on masks, knowing that those masks really do nothing. You want to wear a mask, you wear a mask. I'm okay with that. I'm not okay with the government telling me to. I'm not okay with the government insisting that I take a vaccine. I don't care how great the vaccine is. I'm not good with being forced to do anything. I guess got a little rebel in me, Rudy. Just a little rebel in me.
A little? A little?
My friends, two weeks ago, I wrote to you that there are some things that you need to know. Number one was, America is not a democracy. Stop saying it, and stop letting others say it. U.S. immigration laws are not racist. It's not a racist situation because you want to have safety in our own nation. And those laws were actually written by Congress. And the Democrat Party is full on communist right now. Climate change is not an existential threat. It is about control of the land and the taking of the land. Congress is to write no laws which are contrary to the U.S. Constitution. And right now, old crying Chuck wants to get rid of your Second Amendment. Oh, they'll tell you. Kabbalah Kamala, she said, yes, oh, that's just ridiculous. We don't want to take away your guns. That's exactly what she said she was going to do when she was running for president. By the way, she didn't even get 1% of a vote for president. But somehow, she ended up vice president. Figure that one out. Cancel culture is an existential threat. It's also a distraction. I will not get rid of my Dr. Seuss books. Government is never, never here to help you. Never. You must boycott. I had somebody write me a letter. I hope he's listening. I love him very much because I think he's got his heart in the right place. But he was upset with my pillow guy because he gets his cotton from another nation. But his sheets are made here in the United States. Try and check all the other sheets and tell me where they're made. Don't throw away the baby with the dirty bathwater because Mike Lindell is not the bad guy. Boycott and bicot. buy things from. If you don't want his sheets because you're upset, you write him a letter and you tell him, why can't you get the cotton that's made here in the United States? Write him and tell him. I'm going to send your email to him. I just haven't done it yet. Hold them accountable. These elected officials that are putting on this theater in D.C., hold them accountable. When Crying Chuck says, are we a democracy? Are we? Tell him, no, we are not. We are a republic. If you don't like Chuck, go back home. The fact that we, the people, have done nothing is why we're where we are. We can blame the criminals in D.C., the District of Criminals. But it falls on us because we are the governed, and the governed are the ones in charge in a republic. Let's be smart. We know what to do, patriots. Let's bring America home.
Home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business. Grow common sense. And together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.